Wisconsin's 8th District Representative Steve Kagan is on the House Agriculture Committee. He's also a doctor who staged a media event at a Green Bay supermarket where he bit into deli ham for the cameras.
This is your honey ham?
Kagan drove home the point that the virus is not spread through the food supply, but from person to person. The strain, officially called A H1N1, is actually a hybrid of pig, bird, and human flu. But the fact that it's commonly referred to as swine flu has the store's meat department manager keeping an eye on the freezer cases. Sue Welshley says so far customers aren't asking questions and sales are holding.
I haven't seen a fall in our pork sales as of recent. Actually, yesterday we sold an astronomical amount for our one-day meat sale, but thus far, nothing. A lot of people hopefully understand that it's viral person to person, and hopefully it stays that way.
Welshley says if the flu becomes more prevalent here, it could become more of an issue in shoppers' minds and carts. But Mike Salter, a pork producer from Black Creek, is already feeling the pinch. He says prices fell 10% in 1 week as some foreign countries cut back on U.S. pork purchases.
So it has a long-term effect on the industry. Hog operations work on forward contracting, and that where small ones like me, I sell directly. Like last week, I went 15 pigs to the market, and I figured I lost about $500 on those 15 pigs because of this flu already.
Wisconsin has roughly 700 hog operations with an economic impact of $165 million a year. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.